Well, scientific backlash is emerging against the burgeoning medicinal cannabis industry in Australia. Research published in the Medical Journal of Australia today finds that cannabidol is no more effective than a placebo in managing acute lower back pain. It follows similar international studies that questioned the effectiveness of the product. Catherine Gregory reports.
Australia's legal cannabis market is booming as demand grows for medicinal cannabis products, including cannabidiol, to treat both chronic and acute pain. But scientists are questioning the benefits.
The evidence base behind cannabidiol is potentially still lacking.
That's Associate Professor Anselm Wong, a clinical toxicologist and emergency doctor who led a study into the effectiveness of cannabidiol and found it's no better than a placebo to treat acute lower back pain. Cannabidiol is a type of medicinal cannabis which does not have any psychomotor or cognitive effects.
So we did a randomised double-blinded placebo-controlled trial on comparing the use of cannabidiol for the treatment of acute low back pain that presented to our emergency department.
That means that some back pain patients in the hospital trial received the medical cannabis product while others got a placebo, and not even the administering doctors knew the difference.
We measured pain scores in these patients and there was no statistically significant difference between patients who got cannabidiol or the placebo.
It's the first major study to look at the effectiveness of medicinal cannabis on acute pain. Associate Professor Wong says this research is in response to the increasing use and prescription of cannabidiol.
We wanted to provide evidence to see whether it worked or not, because there's been lots of anecdotal reports, and with cannabidiol products, we just need to do the science and do the trials to prove whether it works or not.
The study comes amid warnings about the product from other leading pain specialists. The International Association for the Study of Pain released a comprehensive review of research last month on the use of medicinal cannabis to treat chronic pain in non-cancer patients and found a lack of sufficient evidence to endorse it. The Australian and New Zealand College of Anaesthetists has taken this on board. Professor Michael Vagg is the Dean of the Faculty of Pain Medicine at the college.
So off the back of that, which really showed that at the moment we can't say that there's a definite role for it because it's just not consistently useful enough. So we added medicinal cannabinoids for chronic non-cancer pain to our list of low-value treatments that we don't recommend people spend a lot of time pursuing.
But there's a whole cohort of clinicians who believe medicinal cannabis can be a powerful tool to manage pain that's often less harmful than standard treatments. Dr. Joel Wren is one of them. He's the Vice President of the Society of Cannabis Clinicians Australian Chapter, which has openly opposed this international research.
What we're saying is that we judge patients on a case-by-case basis, and we have seen legitimately good results in combination with conventional medicine.
And on the study into back pain published today, Dr. Wren says it's too limited.
It's unfortunate that the sample size is still quite small, being only 100 patients. And I think that while well-intentioned, it really can't be extrapolated into clinical practice, given the fact that the endpoint really isn't reflective of the cannabis or medicinal cannabis use that clinicians prefer.
That's Dr. Joel Wren, the Vice President of the Society of Cannabis Clinicians, Australian Chapter, ending that report from Catherine Gregory. And in a statement, the Therapeutic Goods Administration says prescribers are best placed to determine the needs of their patient.